A proposed bill would increase by 1,500% the fee Alaskans pay to the state when they buy studded tires. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
The rutted lanes on the Glenn Highway in Anchorage's Eagle River section have helped prompt the new legislation. Anchorage Republican Senator Kathy Giesel drives on the highway each week to pick up her grandchildren.
The deep ruts there are a significant safety hazard. Cars get stuck in them during the winter, trying to change lanes, lose control. In the summer, they fill with water, increasing the chance of hydroplaning and, again, losing control.
Giesel has identified studded tires as at least partially the culprit in causing the ruts. She's introduced Senate Bill 50, which would increase the state fee for studded tires from $5 per tire to $75 per tire. That's on top of a $2.50 fee for all new tires. Giesel says the money will help pay for road repairs, which can cost $1 million per mile on a two-lane highway. She sees it as a kind of user fee for drivers.
They can choose studded tires or the new technology tires. But if they're going to choose studded tires, which do result in the rutting of the roads, the damage to the roads, then we need to have some way to repair those roads for everyone's safety.
State records show about 50,000 studded tires were purchased or commercially installed in 2015. Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities spokeswoman Shannon McCarthy says studded tires do cause more damage than winter tires that don't have studs.
The very fact that they're designed with a metal pin, that does take a chip out of the surface that they're driving on.
McCarthy notes that other things damage pavement, including vehicles' weight. That's why the state puts weight restrictions on roads when the ground is thawing. Alaska also limits use of studded tires from mid-September through April north of the 60th parallel and from October to mid-April south of the 60th parallel. The department recently started a research project with the University of Alaska Anchorage to look at the impact of studded tires in Alaska. A Washington State study found that studded tires perform slightly better in starts and stops than non-studded tires on smooth ice. But non-studded tires otherwise perform equal to or better than studded tires in winter driving conditions. A hearing date on the bill in the Senate Transportation Committee hasn't been announced. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.